和弟兄姊妹一同敬拜神。
Thank the Lord, we have an opportunity to worship Him together.
今天一同感恩43年神在这边做工。
We give thanks to the Lord for working among us for 43 years.
教会是主耶稣自己在建造。
The church is built by our Lord Himself.
要满足主耶稣自己的计划和意念。
To satisfy His plan and His will.
主耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Our Lord Himself says, I will build my church upon this rock.
从五旬节开始，教会继续不断被建造。
From Pentecost on, the church has been built upon.
已经大约2000年了。
Over 2000 years.
感谢神43年前在这里他建造了他的教会。
We thank the Lord, He established this church 43 years ago.
神用这个教会帮助了许多其他的教会。
God has used this church to help many other churches.
不但你们自己，职堂有北、南、西、东。
You have planted churches in the north, the west, the south, and the east.
也帮助了在美国很多的教会。
And you have gave assistance to many other churches in the United States.
我在新泽西州若歌教会侍奉。
I am serving in Rutgers Church in New Jersey.
33年前开始建立。
This church was started 33 years ago.
开始的时候得到贵教会许多的帮助。
When we first got started, we received many valuable helps from your church.
连若歌教会的 bylaw 都是抄你们的。
Even our bylaws were directly copied from yours.
愿神继续赐福贵教会。
May the Lord continue to bless this church.
恩上加恩。
Blessing upon blessing.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
引领更多的人归向主耶稣。
So that more will be led to the Lord.
众人同心跟随主耶稣建造他的教会。
That we follow him with our united heart to witness to him.
神不但是创造的神，也是建造的神。
God is not just a creator, he is also a builder.
从圣经看起来，创造比较容易。
From the scriptures, it seems to be it's easier to create.
神说有就有，命立就立。
When God's word come forth, it became reality.
神说要有光，就有了光。
God says, let there be light, and there was light.
创造神就快快完成了。
Seemingly, creation was accomplished quickly.
但是建造教会却相当不容易。
But it's comparatively much more difficult to build the church.
神借整个历史要建造他的教会。
Throughout history, you see how he has built the church.
神差他独生子来到世界。
He sent his only begotten son to the world.
让耶稣死在十字架。
That Jesus died on the cross.
死里复活。
Rose from the dead.
升上高天。
Ascended into heaven.
差下圣灵。
And send forth the Holy Spirit.
为要建造他的教会。
All this to build up the church.
初代教会建立起来。
In the beginning, the church was built.
圣灵差遣门徒们到处传福音。
The Holy Spirit sent forth the disciples and the apostles to spread the good news.
许多为主福音殉道。
Many gave their lives for the Lord.
受尽苦难。
They suffered greatly.
为要建造教会。
To build the church.
但我们深信全能的神必完成他的工作。
And we believe that the Almighty God will fulfill his plan.
教会必被建造完成。
The church will be built into perfection.
在那新天新地的里面。
In the new heavens and the earth.
圣城从天而降。
When the holy city came down from heaven.
教会被建造完成了。
The building of the church has reached its final phase.
充满神的荣耀。
Full of glory of God.
我们今天仍继续被建造的过程。
Today we are still in the process of being built.
不是物质的建造。
It is not a material building.
神要在属灵基督徒生命的里面建造他的教会。
God is building His church in our spiritual lives.
圣经用很多的比喻。
There are many metaphors that the church, that the scriptures use.
今天早上我用一个。
Today I will only use one.
那就是神的家。
That is the home or the house of God.
神继续不断建造我们在一起。
God continues to build upon us together.
要实现神的家在地上。
To realize the house of God on earth.
神的家将来到了永恒。
The home or the house of God will last till eternity.
我们仍然是属灵的家庭。
And we are a spiritual household.
我们是属灵的家人。
We are spiritually family members.
我们要在属灵的家庭里面一同侍奉。
And in this spiritual home, we have to serve together.
承担不同的家事。
We will take upon different parts of the family ministry.
发展神的家业。
We have to continue to cultivate the enterprise of God's family.
也接受神的家教。
And to receive the education from God.
更尊荣我们一家之主。
And we want to honor the household, the head of the household, our Lord.
我要从以弗所书第二章。
I would like to look into the book of Ephesians chapter 2 with you today.
和各位来思想同心建造神的家。
And our topic is building God's household together.
我相信在荧幕上会打出圣经的经文。
I believe that we will be projecting the scriptures on the screen.
我先念二章十九节给各位听。
I will first read verse 19 of chapter 2 for you.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅。
Consequently, you're no longer foreigners and aliens.
乃是与圣徒同哦，乃是与圣徒同国。
But fellow citizens with God's people.
是神家里的人了
and members of God's household.
这是同心建造神家的第一点。
This is the first point in building God's household together.
所有在座的都不应当是外人。
We are no longer strangers among here.
如果是外人，必须变成家人。
If you are a stranger still, you have to become a family member.
开始过家人的生活。
You have to come in this communal living.
主耶稣建造他的教会。
Jesus built his church.
先从把外人变家人开始。
His first task is to change us from strangers to God's family members.
各位都知道家人跟外人不一样。
Of course, you know there's a difference between family members and strangers.
我们说家人是血浓于水的感情。
When we say family members, we say blood is thicker than water.
兄弟姐妹是手足情深。
Siblings are like hand and feet.
母亲跟儿子是母子连心。
The mother and the son are united through their hearts.
外人就不大相干。
But if you're a stranger, you don't care about each other.
中国古话，个人至少门前雪。
Chinese like to say, let's just sweep the snow from our door.
莫管他人瓦上霜。
We won't care about others.
外人我们摆一边。
We put the strangers aside.
或者考你们一个问题。
Or I'll give you an exam question.
老板把你加薪了。
If the boss increased your salary.
得了年终奖金了。
You just got a bonus at the year's end.
请问请家人吃饭还是请外人吃饭?
Are you going to invite your family members for a celebration dinner?
请你们回答。
Or some stranger?
你们答的我都不满意啊。
I'm not satisfied with that answer.
下一次你们回答，请牧师吃饭。
You should answer, I will take the pastor out for dinner.
哎，不是请我哈，我下午就走了，请张牧师吃饭啊。
Not this Pastor Caleb, that Pastor Caleb.
家人跟外人不一样的。
Family members are different from outside.
如果你出差去外面。
If you are traveling on business,
啊，我们会想家。
You will start to think about your home.
请问，想家具还是想家人？
Do you miss your furniture or your family members?
家里有想念的人。
Because there are people that you love in the home.
有所爱的人。
There are people that you're concerned about.
主耶稣建造他的教会。
Our Lord Jesus built the church.
要建造到我们都跟家人一样。
He wants us to become family members.
你真的会有血浓于水的感情。
You will feel that there's emotion here so thick.
彼此真正能够心灵相通。
You can actually share from the heart and the spirit.
如果你方便转头看看你隔壁左右的人。
Perhaps now is a good time for you to turn your head and look upon the people next to you or behind you.
有的人脖子不方便，没关系啊。我现在考你们，请问你们看到什么人？
Who do you see?
真的是家人吗？
Are they truly your family members?
还是仇人？
Or they are your enemies?
如果真的是家人，
If it is really family members,
礼拜天看到哪一个没有来，
If you see someone did not show up on Sunday,
请问你下午第一件做什么事？
What should you do in the afternoon?
赶快打电话了。
Call that person.
按照我的经验，
In my experience,
来教会崇拜的大概都有固定位置。
Those who come to church for worship tend to sit in the same spot.
所以你左右看一看，知道谁没来。
So you can just look around you and you know who's not here today.
没有来，如果是家人的感情。
If someone did not show up and he or she is a family member,
你真的会下午打个电话，哎，怎么没有来啊？
You would call them and say, how come you didn't come today?
如果关怀能够很紧密。
If there's very strong caring,
教会一定会兴旺起来。
The church will prosper.
神的家就能建立起来。
The family of God will be built.
有的时候，一个人弟兄姐妹住在医院都住了两个礼拜，没有人知道。
Sometimes a brother or sister may be in the hospital for over 2 weeks and nobody knows.
那是像外人。
Then you're treating that person as a stranger.
亲弟兄姊妹记住。
Please remember this.
主耶稣在建造他的教会。
Our Lord Jesus is building the church.
第一个就是外人变什么人？
He's changing the strangers into family members.
愿我们能够不断的经历。
May we experience this continually.
那现在问题来了。
But now question arises.
外人怎么能变家人？
How can we change from a stranger into a family member?
保罗在二章十六节给我们一个提示。
Paul gives us the, in chapter 2, verse 16.
我来念，荧幕上可能会有。二章十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架，使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And in this one body, he reconciled both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility.
与神和好借着十字架。
To be right with God, it has to go through the cross.
人与人和好借着十字架。
To be right with each other, it's through the cross.
外人变家人借着十字架。
To change from an outsider into a family member, we go through the cross.
我们来到教会，怎么能够跟神发生关系？
How can we have a relation with God in the church?
因为神差他的儿子为我们的罪而死。
Because God has sent his son to die for our sins.
神主动跟我们和好。
God actively reconciled with us.
我们得罪神。
We have rebelled against him.
本来应该我们设法跟神和好。
We should be the ones try to reconcile with God.
但神的慈爱。
But because of his mercy.
神的怜悯。
His kindness.
主动差他儿子耶稣来代死。
He sent his son to die for us.
赎罪。
Redeem us.
我们跟神和好了。
So that we can be reconciled to him.
神改变我们的身心灵。
And God changed our hearts and our spirits.
才能跟人也和好了。
So that we can reconcile with each other.
保罗讲这话是指着当时犹太人跟外邦人。
When Paul wrote this, he was referring to the Jews and the Gentiles.
本来有很深的冤仇。
In the past, there's great enmity.
犹太人跟外邦人不来往。
The Jews have nothing to do with Gentiles.
但主耶稣死在十字架。
But when our Lord died on the cross,
不但把人跟神连在一起，
not only did he bring man before God,
也把人跟人连在一起，
he brought men before men each other.
我们来到这里都接受了主耶稣做我们的救主，
we have all received the Lord as our Savior.
都靠耶稣宝血洗清了我们的罪，
and through his blood our sins are cleansed.
都跟随主耶稣走属灵的道路。
And we are all following the Lord on this way.
所以我们就成为了家人。
And that's how we become family members.
在座如果有慕道的朋友，
if there are still seekers among us,
但愿你快快接受主耶稣。
My heart's desire is for you to come to the Lord quickly.
唯有这个办法，
only through this way,
神会把圣灵赐给你。
That God can give you the gift of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带来神的生命。
And the Holy Spirit will bring you the life of God.
赦免一切的罪过。
Your sins will be forgiven.
我们就跟众基督徒同有主耶稣的生命。
We will have the same life as all these other brothers and sisters.
就都成为天父的儿女。
We all become children of God.
成为神家里的人。
That all become family members.
当我们成为神家里的人，
When we become family members in God's house,
还要不断培养家人的感情。
We need to build upon each other's feelings.
教会有的时候有一些名称会把我们有一点带偏。
There are certain designations that may lead us astray in the church.
有的时候我们说我是教友。
Some would say I'm just a member of this church.
他也是教友。
He's just a member of the church.
这个教友不太好。
I don't like that terminology.
教了才有，不教没有。
You need to be taught before you can have anything. That's a play on Chinese word.
天天都要教。
So you need to be taught every day.
家人就不一样。
But if you're a family member, that's different.
下了班，请问回哪里？
After you get off from work, where do you go?
学生放学了，回哪里？
When students get off from school, where do they go?
也都回家。
They all go home.
很自然的。
This is natural.
礼拜天到了，请问去哪里？
Where do you go on Sunday?
这个不会打我啊，你在哪里啊？
Where are you?
都到礼拜堂来了嘛。
On Sunday we come to church.
这是神的家。
Because this is the home of church, of God.
正像诗篇讲的。
Just like in the Psalms.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜了。
When others say, let us go to the temple of God, my heart is gladdened.
礼拜天一来，欢欢喜喜，同心敬拜神。
When we come here, we see each other and we worship the Lord joyfully.
但愿彼此的关怀。
Let us learn to be concerned about each other.
也借着参加各样的团契。
And that's usually through joining fellowships.
我知道你们很多团契的。
I know you have many fellowships in this church.
还没有参加的，赶快参加一个。
If you're still not part of a fellowship or small group, join one now.
团契不是团到一起生气。
Fellowship is not where you get together and become angry with each other.
彼此关怀。
It's where you can care for each other.
彼此帮助。
To help each other.
彼此相爱。
To love each other.
没有参加团契的，请你参加一个团契。
If you are still not part of a fellowship, join one today.
实现家人的生活。
So that you can realize the life of a family member.
现在讲第二点。
The second point.
以弗所书第二章二十节，我来念。
Verse 20 from the same chapter.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
We are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
第三章第五节。
Verse 5 of chapter 3.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
The mystery of Christ was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets.
主耶稣是教会的房角石。
Our Lord Jesus is the cornerstone of the church.
主耶稣用使徒和先知。
Our Lord Jesus used apostles and prophets.
成为教会的根基之一。
So that this is one of the foundations of the church.
最重要的根基当然是主耶稣基督。
The most important foundation is our Lord himself.
但主耶稣使用他拣选的使徒先知。
But our Lord also uses the apostles and prophets that he has chosen.
那么这里有一个重要的意义。
There's a special meaning here.
圣经三章五节说，神把奥秘启示给使徒先知。
In verse 5 of chapter 3 here, it says, God used the Spirit to reveal the mystery of God.
神的真理启示给他们。
The truth of God has been revealed.
神的福音启示。
The good news of God has been revealed.
神的真道都启示。
The truth has been revealed.
使徒们传讲神的真道。
The apostles proclaim the teachings of God.
以后记录下神的真道。
And these have been recorded down.
以后继续传到各地神的真道。
And been taught everywhere.
马太传讲主耶稣在地上各处传道的过程。
In the Gospel of Matthew, he recorded all the teachings that our Lord Jesus gave when he was on earth.
请问马太传道后来写下一本传道的记录，叫做什么书？
What did Matthew wrote?
好了，问你们这个搞，就是马太福音。
The Gospel according to Matthew.
约翰传道以后写下一本书叫什么书？
What did John write?
约翰福音。
The Gospel according to John.
以后保罗传道写了很多书，从罗马书一直写到腓利门书。
Paul wrote a lot of letters from the book of Romans to Philemon.
教会建造在使徒先知的根基上，从另外一个角度，就是先知使徒的教训上面。
When we say we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, we're saying we're building upon the teachings of the apostles and the prophets.
使徒先知教训以后就形成了新约圣经。
And the teachings is now the New Testament.
新约圣经是把旧约预言应验意义都加以说明解释。
The New Testament explains to us all the fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament.
基督徒要一同建立神的家，好好读神的话语。
So for Christians to build God's family, we need to study the Word of God.
我用比较通俗的话说，家人要受家教。
To put it more plainly, a family member needs to receive family education.
现在请懂中文的回答我，基督徒家人家教是什么？
To those in Chinese only.
神的话。如果你哦 ，OK，
for those of you who speak English, for a family member to receive the family education in God's church, what do you need to do?
Only one answer. 其他听不懂英文啊。
The rest of you are all saying in Chinese.、
我不知道，亲爱弟兄姊妹，你有没有每天读圣经
？Dear brothers and sisters, I do not know. Do you read God's word daily?
根据一些统计资料
，from many polls and surveys.
美国的基督徒
，the Christians in North America.
偶尔读圣经48%。
48% of the Christians in the United States will study the Word of God sporadically.
天天读圣经12%。
12% read the Word of God daily.
如果你们这边1000人
If there's 1,000 of you here today,
只有120个人天天读圣经。
That means only 120 of us read the Word of God daily.
比方说孙长老一个，张牧师一个，哦，还有洪长老一个，还有师班这么多个，很多你就被名额占掉了。
So if the pastors and the elders and the choir were among those 120, that means many of you are not reading the Word of God daily.
有一个小故事讲很多基督徒不读圣经。
There's a small story that describes how Christians do not study the Word of God.
有一个很大教会的主任牧师跑到儿童主日学去考察。
A senior pastor of a very big church came to visit the children ministry.
看见好多小男生调皮得不得了。
He saw many of the little boys, they are very naughty.
啊，跑进跑出，不听讲课。
They were running around, not listening to the lesson.
他站前面一站，小孩子吓了，通通坐下来。
He stood very solemnly before them all, so they got a little scared, so they sat down.
他把一个最调皮男生叫起来。
So he chose the boy who was naughtiest.
我考你一个问题。
He said, I'm going to ask you a question.
耶利哥城墙谁推倒的
？Who caused the wall of Jericho to fall down?
他马上说不是我，绝对不是我。
The little boy says, not me, not me.
这个主任牧师跑去找这个儿童主日学老师。
So the senior pastor went to look for the Sunday school teacher for the children.
哎，你们学生都这样子的。
How can your students be like this?
没想到老师说，这孩子调皮是调皮，但很诚实，绝对不是他。
And the teacher says,This boy is naughty, but he always tells the truth, so it wasn't him.
这个牧师就跑去找主日学校长。
So the pastor then sought out the principal of Sunday school.
说你们老师都这样子的。
How can your teachers respond like this?
校长说，哎呀，我们正好还有一大笔经费没有用，赶快去把它补起来，在哪里啊？
And the superintendent says, we still have a budget left.Where is this hole in the wall? Let's patch it.
这是讲笑话。
Of course, this is a joke.
但是很多基督徒不读圣经啊。
But it shows many Christians do not read the Word of God.
不读圣经就没有家教。
If you do not read God's Word, there's no family education.
没有家教就是野孩子啦。
If there's no family education, you are like a wild child.
主耶稣建造他的教会。
But for our Lord to build the church.
把教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
To build the church upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets.
建造在他的真道上。
To build upon the truth.
神的真道像灵粮，让我们属灵生命成长。
The truth of God is like spiritual nourishment so that we can grow.
你不好好读圣经。
If you do not study the word of God,
你就没有好好吃饭呐。
It's like not having rice.
很多基督徒一个礼拜吃一顿。
Many Christians only eat once a week.
那就是礼拜天来听到了。
that as you come on Sunday,
圣经挂在书架上，
you put the Bible on your bookshelf,
没有去动它，
not touch it,
你就不能得到好的家教了。
You will not receive the proper family education.
哪一位养孩子一个礼拜给他吃一餐的？
Who among you will feed your child only once a week?
为什么你让你自己属灵生命一个礼拜只吃一餐呢？
Why do you allow yourself to spiritually starve?
请弟兄姊妹回家好好读圣经。
Please read the word of God when you go home.
照你可能的时间去安排。
Use your time wisely.
但愿神的话不但灵粮让我们成长，
May the word of God not only be like spiritual nourishment for us to grow.
像明光照耀我们的道路。
It is also like a bright light so that we can see where we're going.
神的话是我们脚前的什么？
The word of God is like a light upon my feet.
是我们路上的什么？
A lamp upon the way.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
各位都知道，但是要去读神的话。
You know this verse, but let us study it.
神的话是圣灵的宝剑。
The word of God is also like a double-edged sword.
基督徒的军装几乎都是防御性的。
If you read the armor of God, of Christians, it's almost all defensive.
头盔也好，护心镜也好，盾牌也好，防御攻击。
The helmet, the armor for the body, as well as your shield, they are all defensive in nature.
只有一件攻击性的。
But there's one offensive weapon.
请大家回答是什么？
What is it?
圣灵的宝剑。
Holy Spirit's sword.
神的道。
And that is the word of God.
顺便考你们。
Let me ask you another question.
主耶稣打败魔鬼三次的试探用什么样的武器？
What weapon did Jesus use to defeat the temptation of the devil?
经上记着说。
He always says, recorded in the scriptures.
如果你没有好好读神的话，
If you do not study the word of God diligently,
你永远无法跟魔鬼作战。
You cannot make war with the devil.
你常常就失败了。
You will fail every time.
所以第二件事情。
So that's the second thing.
家人有家教。
As family members, we need to have family education.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
请听我念以弗所二章十七节。
We will now come to verse 17 of chapter 2.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
主耶稣到地上来，
When our Lord Jesus came to this world,
主要做什么事？
What did he do in principally?
三年半的时间
For 3.5 years,
到处传讲天国的福音。
He proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他到加利利传道，天国近了，你们要悔改。
When he was in Galilee, he says, the kingdom of God is at hand, you should repent.
神的国近了，悔改信福音。
The kingdom of God is at hand, repent.
到处传福音，扩展神的国。
He proclaimed the gospel, extending the kingdom of God.
当神国的福音被人接受的时候，
When people accept the gospel,
他就说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Then he says, I will build my church upon this rock.
然后把天国的钥匙交给彼得，
And he gave the keys to heaven to Peter.
也给众使徒们。
And that means to all Christians.
如果说主耶稣有什么事业，
If you say if our Lord Jesus has a business or enterprise,
那就是广传福音，扩展神国，建立教会。
And that is the proclamation of the gospel and building of the church.
以后使徒们继续这个事业。
And the saints from old till today continues with this enterprise.
都像保罗一样。
And just like Paul,
不以性命为念。
We do not count our lives as important.
不看为宝贵。
We don't think it's precious.
不以福音为耻。
We are not ashamed of the gospel.
到处传讲神的福音。
We proclaim the gospel of God everywhere.
不断建立神的教会。
To continually build the kingdom of God.
远处的、近处的都能够积极参与。
So that we can proclaim whether far away or nearby.
但愿神继续恩待圣经教会。
May our Lord continue to bless this church.
因为我知道你们最早在北边罗我建立了职堂分堂。
I know your first planted church was in Lowell.
以后从那边又分教会出去了。
And from Lowell, they established another church further north.
以后到西边又传讲神的福音建立教会。
Then we established a church in Metro West.
以后到东边学校城区又去建立教会。
Then we started a gospel stop in the city center.
以后到南区还要去建立教会。
And now to Metro South.
不知道什么时候到我们 New Jersey 啊。
One day you might move down all the way to New Jersey.
相信你们近处做得差不多以后，远处继续发展。
As we continue to spread the gospel nearby, we also need to think afar.
刚才听张牧师祷告，你们有宣教士在英国。
Just now when I heard Pastor Caleb's prayer that we have missionaries in England.
可能还有很多地方他刚刚没有提出来而已。
I believe there are many other missionaries all over the world. He just didn't have time to name them one by one.
愿神赐福从短宣能够开头。
May our Lord help us to start perhaps with short-term mission.
培养人才
so that we can build up a pool of people.
也能差遣长期宣教士到外地
so that we can send long-term missionaries overseas.
让神的福音远处的人近处的人本地福音外地宣教都不断地扩展。
So that this gospel of God will be preached nearby and afar.
现在讲第四个重点了。
The fourth point.
我要念以弗所二章二十一节。
Verse 21 from chapter 2.
还有六章六节七节给各位听。
As well as verses 6 and 7 of the sixth chapter.
各房靠他联络得合适。渐渐成为主的圣殿第六章六节七节不要只在眼前侍奉像是讨人喜欢的要像基督的仆人从心里遵行神的旨意
In chapter 2 verse 21 says In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord And in chapter 6Verse 6 and 7 says, Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slaves of Christ doing the will of God from your heart, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord.
保罗在这里用圣殿描写神的教会。
Here Paul uses the metaphor of the holy temple to describe the church of God.
因为圣殿是神居住的所在。
Because the holy temple is where God resides.
是神家的一种部分。
It's a part of the family of God.
各个房间功用不一样。
We have different uses for different rooms in the house of God.
主耶稣把我们联合在一起。
But our Lord Jesus puts us together.
让不同恩赐、不同才干、不同背景的人成为合神用的一个团队
so that we who are from different areas different cultures we have different gifts that we can be joined together
重要的是个人 甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
Most importantly, we serve wholeheartedly as if we are serving the Lord and not men.
我们每一位的恩赐不同。
We have different gifts.
每一位训练不同。
We have different training.
才干不同。
Different talents.
但主耶稣能用我们合在一起。
But our Lord can join us together and use us.
正像一个家庭一样。
Just like in a family.
家中很多家事要分担的。
There are many affairs in the home that needs to be spread out.
举例来说。
As an example.
一般做菜、烧菜大概是妈妈比较会做。
In general, it's the wives who cooks.
除了上海人之外。
Except the Shanghainese.
因为我们教会很多上海弟兄太能干了。
Many brothers in our church from Shanghai are excellent chefs.
啊，都做菜给太太吃。
And so they cook for their wives.
不知道你们这边是不是这样子啊
？It's from Fukien.
Okay. 好，妈妈管做菜。
Mothers take care of the cooking.
请问谁管洗碗
？So who should take care of washing the dishes?
哎，爸爸答对了啊，后面了。
Answer from behind.
那么请问谁管剪草
？Who should take care of the lawn mowing?
还爸爸，儿子干什么了啊
？It's still the dad. What about the son?
叫儿子去剪。
The sons should take care of lawn mowing.
谁整理房间
？Who cleans up the rooms?
不是妈妈，女儿啊。
Shouldn't be the mother again. Should be the daughters.
别做那么多啊。
Mother should not take upon everything.
家事要分担。
We should delegate different affairs.
今天教会很多很多事情的。
Similarly, in the church, there are many ministry needs.
希望每一位愿意分担家里的事情。
And we need you to partake in these affairs.
初代教会开始产生问题。问题是什么呢？
What is the problem facing the early church?
因为吃饭的问题
Because of partaking of food、
啊、这么多人在一起吃饭
Many people having meals together
结果分配不均匀
And then there was some imbalance in the sharing of food、啊、
这个管理饭食真是不容易的事情
Food ministry is challenging
他们选一些人来管
So the early church chose a few to take care of it
请你们回答，要选什么样的人才能管呢、啊、
？What kind of people did they choose？
啊？哎，不是光找广东人哈。后面答对了，被圣灵充满才行呐、啊。
They chose those who are filled with the Holy Spirit。
不然埋怨声都来了。
Or else there'll be much complaint。
有一次我到一个。大教会一两千人的讲道。
One time I was preaching in a very big church, over 1,000 people.
他们中午都在一起吃饭。
And they all partake of lunch together.
那个牧师告诉我，哎呀，黄牧师，管理饭食比准备讲道难太多了。
And that pastor shared with me, he said, Pastor Caleb, it's more difficult to take care of food than to prepare a sermon.
那我们最后决定这样管法。
So in the end, we decided this is how we're going to do it.
一月份完全请上海人做上海菜。
In January, the food will be prepared by those from Shanghai.
但是四川人天天埋怨。
But then those from Sichuan was complaining every day.
这不辣像什么菜啊？
This is not hot enough.
好，二月份四川人管。
So the second month, the food prepared by those from Sichuan.
江浙人就天天埋怨了。
Those from the 张杰 area were complaining.
天天都是辣，怎么吃啊
？It's so spicy every day. We can't take it.
三月份广东人管。
So the third month, we gave them to from Canton.
大人不大出怨言，年轻人都出怨言了。
The adults did not complain, but the young people did.
四月份年轻人管。
So the fourth month taken care by the young people.
天天吃披萨吃汉堡。
Every day's pizza and hamburgers.
他说：“哎呀，这个太麻烦了。”
So the pastor said, "This is too difficult."
难怪初代要找被圣灵充满的人来管饭食啊。
No wonder we need those filled by the Holy Spirit to take care of food ministry.
我听说贵教会这个管饭食全美国教会第一名啊。
I have heard very good reviews about your food ministry.
因为只花两块钱吃的饭食大概是五六块的价值啊。
For $2, you get a meal that's worth $6.
我向你们张牧师申请把这一批人都移民到 New Jersey 来。
I would like to invite the food ministry staff to come to New Jersey.
如果你肯参与教会任何侍奉都是重要的。
Every ministry in the church is important and you should join.
如果你说我这个也不会那个也不会。
If you say, oh, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that.
我常常鼓励人都去诗班。
Then I encourage them, join the choir.
你唱诗总会吧。
You know how to sing.
有一次我在一个地方讲的就这样讲。
One time I said it in a church.
我说你这也不会那也不会去向诗班去唱诗报道。
If you don't know this, you don't know that, then join the choir.
没想到讲完道那个诗班指挥来找我了。
After that, the choir director came up to me.
他说：“黄牧师，你要跟我们捣乱呐、啊、
！”The pastor Wong, how can you do this to us?
你把那个五音不全都弄进来。
Then you're asking all these who cannot sing to join the choir.
哦，我后来哦明白了，原来五音都不全，但是第五部的。
So I suddenly realized, oh, they created a fifth part to the song.
后来我第二天就改了。
So the next time I preach, I changed.
你好，所有人都向指挥报名，然后他来训练。
I said, all of you who don't know how to serve otherwise, ask to be trained by the choir director.
如果朽木不可雕也，你去做别的哈。
If you really cannot be trained, you can do something else.
那教会很多事可以做啊。
There are many things in the church.
我想你们这里比我们那边下雪更多。
I believe you have more snow here than New Jersey.
我们那边也是很大的 parking lot 嘛。
We also have a very big parking lot.
常常都礼拜六晚上下雪。
And very often it snows Saturday evening.
那这个礼拜天都不能聚会了。
Then it caused trouble for Sunday worship.
所以教会就组织一个铲雪队。
So we have snow removal team.
要求年轻力壮的弟兄们来报名。
We give special invitation to the young brothers who are strong.
不是我们歧视姐妹们啊。
Not that we don't want sisters to join.
因为姐妹们来了一下头痛一下腰痛，哎呀，还要服侍她们。
But we didn't want sisters to suffer.
结果真的五十多个弟兄报名。
And indeed, 50 brothers responded.
礼拜六晚上一下雪，礼拜天早上七点都集合了。
Snowed Saturday evening, 7 o'clock Sunday morning, they're all here.
带家具来。
They brought their own utensils.
铲雪器具。
Their snow removal equipment.
教会也买两辆那个推雪车。
The church purchased 2 snow plows.
所以七点弄到九点就解决了。
So within 2 hours, the snow was removed.
我跑去帮忙。
I went to help.
被他们赶出来。
And they say, not you.
你去准备讲道，不然干什么？
Go prepare your sermon.
以后我上台讲道的时候，
And when I preached,
心里有很大的感触，
I was deeply moved.
顺便考你们，
So I'll ask you,
铲雪重要还是讲道重要？
What is more important, snow removal or preaching?
哇，你们真是有智慧的人。
These are wise people here.
不过那个时候我想好像铲雪比较重要。
At that time I thought it's more important for the snow removal.
要不然我就对着空凳子讲道。
If not for them, I'll be preaching to an empty hall.
所以如果诗班指挥不接受的去铲雪啊。
So if you want to join the choir and the director says no, go shovel snow.
弟兄们啊，姐妹不要。
This is for brothers.
意思就是神的家里很多家事啊。
There are many things you can do in the house of God.
希望你有一个热忱的心。
You should have a warm heart for service.
如果你说我不知道做什么，
If you truly say, I don't know what to do,
你去问张牧师。
Then go ask Pastor Zhuang.
说我来报道了。
He said, I'm here.
请你给我安排。
Assign me to do something.
你去找教会的长老同工们。
Or you ask the elders or brothers and sisters in charge.
他们给你安排了。
And they can assign you certain things.
甘心服侍。
Serve wholeheartedly.
好像服侍主。
As if you're serving the Lord.
不像服侍人。
Not serving others.
主耶稣把我们各房联络得合适。
It is our Lord Jesus who have joined us together.
让神合适的居住。
So that this becomes a correct place for the Lord to reside in.
最后一点。
Lastly.
我只讲两分钟就结束。
Don't worry, only 2 minutes, I will end.
因为非常容易明白。
It's very easy to understand.
主耶稣是教会的房角石。
Our Lord Jesus is the cornerstone of the church.
永远的根基。
He is our foundation forever.
教会被建造。
The church is being built.
为了神借圣灵居住在我们中间。
It is through the church that God will be with us through the Holy Spirit.
教会永远尊荣圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的真神。
The church is for honoring the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这是神的居所。
This is the house of God.
神是家主。
He is the head of this family.
神原来不住人手所造的殿。
God himself said he does not reside in houses built by men.
但若众圣徒一心尊主为大。
But if the saints respect and give honor to God.
愿意一切为主而活。
And we want to live for him.
神愿意住在我们中间。
Then it is his pleasure to live with us.
但若人离弃神。
But if we leave God,
我们的心不尊家主为大。
We do not respect him as the master of the house.
不为家主而活。
We do not live for him.
以色列人去拜巴利。
When the Israelites went to worship Baal,
所罗门用七年盖成的圣殿，神都不要了。
The holy temple built by Solomon in 7 years, God forsake it.
以后被巴比伦所占领，所焚烧，所拆毁。
And was given over to the Babylonians to be burned down.
以后，所罗巴伯、撒拉铁重建圣殿。
And then the temple was built again.
希律王扩建圣殿。
King Herod built the church again, the temple again.
当人不敬畏神。
But when people's heart turned from God,
远离了神。
They turned far away from God.
神也离开而去。
God forsook the temple.
公元70年也被罗马将军提托所焚烧。
And in the year of our Lord 70, General Titus came and burned the holy temple in Jerusalem down.
我深信。
I truly believe.
众弟兄姊妹，众圣徒。
Our saints here.
永远尊主为大。
We will forever put him first as our Lord.
为主而活
so that we will live for him.
神要赐福他的教会
then God will bless his church.
荣上加荣
glory upon glory.
直到永恒
until eternity.
愿神赐福各位
may God bless us.